Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I want to talk about, for a minute, folks, I need to report to you the what I think are some of the costs of the failures of President Obama. And I'm not saying this with any happiness. I'm just reporting what are the facts. And I think the critical mass has happened to the point where we now have to pay attention to this. We have to notice. We have to accept and recognize this and realize what we're living with. President Obama, as you know, is having a tough couple of months with regard, especially with regard to foreign policy. Here are some examples. He couldn't get our allies to go along with him to make Syria's President Assad pay for using chemical weapons on his own people. We know that he did that, and President Obama couldn't get Europe to help our allies to help us. Number two, he couldn't get the UN to join him either. And number three, and this is unprecedented, folks, a U.S. president has never gone to his own Congress to get military, to back him militarily, and this president would not have been able to have gotten the Congress. Even with control of the Senate being the Democrats, President Obama would not have been able to have gotten the Congress to go along with him. That's unprecedented. And then the last point I want to make here is the president of Syria, Assad, still in office when everybody knows he should go, everybody knows he gassed his own people, he's still in office and basically thumbing his nose at President Obama and you and me in the United States. But guess what? Sadly, it gets worse. And I won't go into all the background, but Russia's Putin, you know who that guy is, he was handed a diplomatic gift by President Obama. He now seems to have authored, because of something that this administration did, Putin now seems to have authored an option that in one fell swoop allows President Obama to escape from his red line bravado that he gave a year ago about weapons, chemical weapons in Syria, while stopping Assad from using more chemical weapons. Putin did all that, so now he looks more like, instead of like the most prominent leader who refused to stop Assad from gassing little children, to a global statesman. That's not this is not good foreign policy for America, folks. And then, as if all this weren't bad enough, in an op-ed, as you probably know about now, published in the New York Times, Putin lectured, he literally lectured our president about morality and American exceptionalism. And this came from a man whose hero, Joseph Stalin, murdered 20 million of his own people. Stalin made Hitler look like a piker, and this is Putin's hero. So, now, let's move over to the economic front. Let's talk about the poll, is what I meant to say. The poll that we took recently. We asked you guys, do you think the U.S. should respond militarily in Syria due to the use of chemical weapons on civilians? And only a sixth of you said yes, that we should do it for humanitarian reasons. But 4 out of 10 of you said no, we got to stop fighting wars in the Middle East. But the big group, 45, said, no, we shouldn't bomb Syria because President Obama doesn't know what he's doing. You said that. 45% of you said President Obama doesn't know what he's doing. Again, unfortunately, it gets worse. It's increasingly clear the president is no more adept at business than he is at foreign policy. He's presiding over the worst economic recovery since the Great Depression. And 4 years after the last recession, we're still languishing. And his proudest moment is Obamacare, which is literally a black cloud over the economy. Nothing is holding back the economy right now more than President Obama's greatest accomplishment. Now, what does that say about his economic prowess? President Obama's worldview is what the problem is. It's what's causing his failures. With regard to foreign policy, he would rather avoid any hint of what he calls nation building or colonialism than to use our strength and our influence for good, like stopping somebody from killing little children. On the economic front, President Obama thinks successful Americans are more fortunate than those who have less, not because they worked hard and took risks, but that they're just if they're successful, they're fortunate. And I disagree with that. He's made it his job, by the way, as you've heard him say, out of his own mouth, he said he's making it his job to rectify what he considers this as an imbalance. Both positions, folks, his position on foreign policy and his position on who's fortunate and on how to get this economy going, both of those are invalid, incorrect, and impractical, and sometimes they're even dangerous. Barack Obama is our national leader for the next 3.5 years. It's not in anyone's interest, regardless of political persuasion, for him to fail. We should all want him to succeed. I promise you, I want him to succeed. But his failures are hurting our country, and it's time we tell it like it is. As the president of the most powerful and well-intentioned country in the world, and as a commander-in-chief of the military, President Obama is incompetent. President Obama is plenty smart. He has many qualities and capabilities. Management experience, executive acumen, and leadership, sadly, are not on that list. There are many highly qualified Democrats who would be successful as president. Joe Lieberman, Hillary Clinton, John Kerry. Yes, any of those people would be successful as president. Unfortunately, for America, and sadly, perhaps the world, it's becoming increasingly clear that Barack Obama is not one of them. And folks, as I said, we have to start, and if you'll notice, his own party is starting to pay attention to this. And maybe if he finally gets the message that his practices, his policies are not working for us, maybe he'll make some adjustments and we can start fixing things in America. Want to take a quick break? 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.